1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Test.
Test.
Test. Test, test.
Test. Do you remember Test entrance theme music from wrestling?
Yeah. Yeah.
Test. 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 Oh, yeah.
Well, Test It Cools will be a subject today.
740 Prime League Podcast.
Penny and 350 Productions.
Falling autumn leaves. It's gridiron time. As they face off in the league. Papua New Guinea Prime. When it comes to draft selection, be methodical and wise. Draft that back a receiver who can cross the goal line. Gotta draft the clutch kicker. The defense that grinds. Sacks and QB forces turnovers like this ball mine. Who gon' win it all? I'm not quite sure. Don't know. Is it in your girl's guts? A team Cicito. Huh? Team Aaron's, we trust a Tama Jamma, bro. And we have Grateful Zed squaring off with Let It Rain. Yep. Never Berry versus Clam Wall, and who gon' feel the pain? Spider-Man versus Waddle Rockets, who gon' do they thing? Plus that primetime showdown that completes this race. Complete. Fantasy football team versus Team McTeam face.
Primetime.
Yeah.
Just 1 week left in our regular season as we welcome you back for episode 18. We are joined, as always, by our lavish commission, the owner of the Sanford Waddle Rockets, Shane McClain.
Welcome in.
We are also joined, fresh off of his vasectomy, assistant commish of this fine league, owner of the now automatically useless member berries, Jason Ryan. Jason.
Anatomically.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. Still a little sore. Notice a few weird changes, though. Can't really put my finger on what seems or sounds different. It's just, it's very odd. But hopefully things get back to normal soon.
And, damn, Jay. You do sound a lot different. I do not have a front office position with this league. However, I am owner of the fantasy football team. My name is Tim O'Halleck, and we are back to bring you episode 18 of the Prime League podcast. Guys, has anything inside or outside football surprised either of you gentlemen since last spoke?
Feels a little bit better. I was pretty surprised at what was happening to my voice right there for a little bit. Couldn't understand it. Strange.
Yeah, it sounded like you got kicked in the nuts, but here you actually got your nuts trimmed up a little bit, right?
Yeah, sliced and diced.
Get your nuts lowered.
Do you know the procedure? Do you know what they did?
Yeah, they snipped my vas deferens.
And they tied it off.
Would you say that it's safe to say there is a vast difference between you today and you yesterday?
There is. And they didn't tie me off. They actually cauterized it with heat, I believe.
Ooh.
They burned it. Burned it closed.
Oh, God. It's just an uncomfortable feeling. And you guys earlier were talking, you were sharing your stories of, I don't know if you want to get into it, but the first time you guys, well, Shane, Kamish, the first time you took a dump after. If you don't want to get into it, we don't have to talk about it.
No, we're gonna have a little bit more of a discussion here on
okay, you're right, you're right, you're right. I'm sorry, you're right.
Yeah, we'll save it for a little bit later.
But has anything surprised either of you gentlemen since we last spoke?
Yeah, Green Bay and Jordan Love putting it to the Chiefs. I'd say that's pretty goddamn surprising as far as NFL goes. That really struck me this weekend. And in our fantasy this week, Clamwalt Scavenger is coming out, putting up almost 150 on the week. This team's coming on a little bit late, but definitely bodes well for the next season.
Yeah, we would say better late than never, but it doesn't matter at this point. So, right here with me.
He was one of the he was higher in the power rankings early in the season, but his team underperformed.
for sure.
I was pretty surprised that the Eagles too got just whooped.
Stomped.
Yeah, the 49ers are scary. Real scary.
Yeah, Brock Purdy is the real deal.
Which helps me out, made it easier for me to cut ties with Bryce Young, my draft pick that I was hoping could be a long-term quarterback. But with Dak Prescott, a keeper, I was kind of confident in making the move and taking the risk on it. And then Brock Purdy just fell into my hands about 5-6 weeks ago. Vinny had to drop him because he was on a bye week and he needed a quarterback. And he dropped him, and I think he was hoping to pick him back up. I saw him there, and I've had my eye on him for a little while now. Prior to this, and I saw him there, and I snagged him up real quick. I might have dropped a few bucks on him just to ensure it, but yeah, I'm excited with that. I don't think I've played him yet because Dak has got such a hot hand, so I haven't had the need to make a switch yet. Knock on wood.
Yeah, he's definitely making it harder and harder for you to make for you to deny him each week, I should say.
Mm-hmm. But the old. Excuse me. New York Jets doing the old flip-flop. They tell Zach Wilson that he is the only quarterback who can right the ship and save this season. How does round nine, is it? How does round nine sound for Zach Wilson?
You know, I think it's going to play out a lot like the first Rocky movie, besides the ending. You know, the first 9 to 10 or 11 rounds, just him getting beat up, kind of staying in there, but just getting manhandled around. Unfortunately, I don't think there's going to be a round 12 for Zach Wilson that he you know, finishes strong. I don't see a sequel to this movie where he wins the game.
Who else are their quarterbacks? They got, what, Trevor Siemian and Tim Boyle, right?
Yeah.
Boyle
and Seaman.
Well, I thought they cut Boyle and didn't they pick up somebody else? Rippon, maybe? Does that sound right?
Let me see. I'm trying to pull it up real quick. Vinny, if you're out there, if you're listening, if you're one of the listeners, tell us the answer. I know you know the answer. All right, Jets are right here. Let's see.
Regardless, it's a shit show.
Garbage. All right,
and
so
if I was Zach Wilson, I wouldn't want to come back and play these last few games either and risk injuring myself.
Okay, yeah, so the quarterback situation right now, Aaron Rodgers, Brent Rypien, Trevor Siemian, and Zach Wilson. Of the latter three that I mentioned, I know Zach Wilson's played horrible, but he has more starting experience than all those. I think that he is the only one that could actually maybe do something. He had some shining moments early in his career. Maybe that can poke through. He lost a lot of trust in them last year, though, with those comments. Did you let the defense down? No. No.
No. No. Not me.
That's how he said it, too. But seriously, though, this week, great matchups all around. Final week of our regular season. How do you guys feel about week 14? Shane, I know you need a big win this week.
Yeah, I need to win and win handily. I mean, honestly, if I lose this week and Matt wins, we'll be tied record-wise, but I do have about a 200-point gap on him as far as points go. That's the breaker. So not the end of the world, but I'd like to end this four-game losing streak that came out of nowhere and finish the season strong. Would
you? You were 7-2 before that.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, you're on a three-game losing streak.
Three-game, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yours is obviously, I think, the game that everyone's going to be keeping their eyes on. A couple other games that are pretty important, though, too, that we'll get into later with a lot of playoff spots on the line. Jay, I think you said it earlier, five teams fighting for three spots.
No, so. I didn't say it earlier. I was going to say that later, but... Tim was reading into the script and forgot where he heard it. But yeah, on it, we do have we got five teams going in for three spots. It's gonna come down to a lot of interesting games, big matchups. Really excited for week 14, keeping it interesting in the league all the way around.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, I'm sorry, guys. Son of a bitch.
It's time. What about you, Timmy? What are your thoughts on the week?
Let me look at the matchups real quick. Me and Jay, nothing on the line really for Jay, obviously. Me, if I win, I lock up the number one seed. If I lose, then I need Mike to lose or to score less points than me because it's by points, right? Because he and I are neck and neck in points.
It would come to points four, yeah.
Yeah, so whoever, if I lose, he wins. Whoever scores the most points out of us gets that one seed. Bryce, Zach still fighting for their playoff lives. That's pretty even. And the one that's actually kind of surprised me, or not really surprised me, but the projections, how even it is, you and Jeff, you know?
Yeah, it's dead even. Or at least it was when I checked last night.
Yeah,
it was still 126 to 126.
Same thing.
I think Bryce and is it Zach? Is that who they're playing?
Yep.
Wasn't it? I think there when I looked at it last night, it was 113 to 113. It was dead even in their game as well.
They've made some moves then since because Bryce is at 118, Zach's at 125. Let's take a look at their their rosters real quick. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he made some moves or something. But Kamish, we are on social.
Yes, we are. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, all that fun stuff. And then you can follow and connect with us on Twitter and X at Prime League Pod, at Prime League Pod.
Later on, our fan favorite, we will trash the Kamish. That segment will return, as always, brought to you by Greg's Eggs. Give our bake and take picks. We had a rare event from last week's Humphreys Homes, King of the Hill. We'll tell you what happened, and we'll give you our final picks for the regular season. Hint, I can't win, and only Shane can lose, right? We'll talk about it later. Masters and Disasters, but first, let's have a look at the week that was.
Weekly Review.
All right. Well, week 13 was, well, a thing that happened. And we officially have 1 week left in the regular season of fantasy. So we're going to go ahead and review last week and then move into that. Timmy, what do you got?
Sorry, I just burped. All right. Sanford Waddle Rockets continue to fall back from orbit after their failed launch 3 weeks ago, picking up another loss along the way, and this brings their record to 7-6, as they were absolutely erased from existence by the now 11-2 fantasy football team, 167-103, the highest point total at 270. The 6-7 Spider-Man parts falls in a shocking victory to the now 3-10 Come Black Kids. Kids 102-80 as the Prime League podcast upset of the week. The 7-6 Teamy McTeam face was handed a decided loss to the now 5-8 Clam Wallet Scavengers, 144-86. The Member Berries moved to 4-9 with a loss to the newly minted 4-9 team Sestito, 114-90. Let It Rain continues to crush the competition with a heavy victory over the now 8-5 Tama Jamma, 172-94. And Rocky Balboa snags a win from the jaws of defeat, moving to 6-7 against the now 7-6 Grateful Zeds, 120-118. The Prime League podcast game of the week, the smallest margin of victory of 2 points.
Close game. Mm-hmm. All right, to go over some free agents and waivers, you know, as we get closer to the end of the season, we're seeing these moves die down more and more each week. The only thing we're getting, especially as we get out of bye weeks, we're just going to kind of get injury-related moves at this point and some small, meaningless moves for the most part. Let It Rain added D'Ernest Johnson. Grateful Zeds dropped Kenneth Gaywo for Tyler Higbee and then dropped Higbee after the weekend games. The Waddle Rockets dropped Jonnu Smith. The Comeback Kids dropped Michael Thomas and added Jamal Williams, keeping it in the New Orleans family. And the Clam Wallet Scavenger dropped Nick Folk. This week on waivers, again, pretty slow, pretty dead. Teamy McTeamface dropped Juwan Johnson and the Rams D while adding the Packers defense and Zay Jones for a total of $17. Let It Rain dropped the Falcons D and added Josh Jobs to turn around and quickly dropped Josh Dobbs for Gardner Minshew. The Waddle Rockets added Vikings D for nothing, and the Grateful Zeds dropped Jason Myers and added Jason Sanders, also for zilch.
Kept it in the Jason
just swapping
family.
Jasons. Yeah.
Yeah. One Jason out. That's what I say.
I was playing the Scots by Travis Scott and Kid Cudi as one of the songs while I was waiting for you guys to join up. Jay, get the boo button to work, damn it.
Cool story, bro.
I've been trying so hard to just, you know, get these to work and get nothing.
Click, click, click. Trying to click it on.
Just nothing.
Let's see. Oh, excuse me. All right. Well, yet again, we do not have a guest for our segment two. So it's three dudes, one throat, round two.
Paid for by the Shane McClain for chairman of the UWWPF, the Underpaid Women in the Workplace Foundation.
And the subject today is the vasectomy, as you guys mentioned earlier.
Oh, it's fucked up. All right.
As you guys mentioned earlier, we'll get into it a little bit more. So, all right, let's get into it more. Oh, my gosh. Unless you guys wanted to talk about it later.
So I figured out part of the issue. The ones I've already added just aren't playing. So I re-uploaded the farts one, and that one works fine. But okay. All the other ones. And then I uploaded all the other ones from my other computer, so I don't have them on this computer. So I can't re-upload them quickly. It's real stupid. It's real weapons.
Oh my god, so dumb.
All right, Jay, so how's your recovery going, bro?
We're getting there. We are getting there. Feeling, starting to feel a little bit better. Still slow moving. A little swollen. Keeping the ice on lock.
Hell yeah. And, absolutely.
Just took a shower earlier today just to rinse off. Keep the area clean and a little moist.
Sim's face. Have you done the dookie yet?
I have not. I haven't had to poop today, which is surprising. Maybe my body knows not to do it yet.
Yeah, lucky you. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like we're not ready for that. Let's not do it.
I have a question about the poop in a second, but first, how big's the incision?
Quarter of an inch, maybe. Not very big. On each side, there's two of them.
Oh, okay.
Just don't know if you knew that or not, Tim, but
I don't know if they you know how okay, the balls kind of come down like this. I don't know if they went in this side and then just like kind of, you know what I mean?
No. Oh my Christ, dude. No.
Made their way over to the other side.
Just fish their way around all your insides and just to terrible. Get to the other side.
That is kind of what it felt like, though. I could feel it in my gut. Just pressure.
Yeah.
I was looking for my needle nose pliers, but I couldn't.
It's like when you get hit in the nuts, not even necessarily hard, but like that right way where you like feel all of your stomach guts like dancing around. It's like that, but
oh man,
but while multiplied
during the procedure or after or both?
Both.
Both, yeah. But during the procedure, there's no pain. It's just you can just feel like pressure, like tugging. It's that same pressure without the pain, but it's like multiplied. No. It just feels like feels like he's playing inside your stomach or something like.
Yeah, I ain't having this. It ain't happening with me. My stomach hurts right now just hearing you guys talk about it.
I've definitely spent my Tuesdays doing better things. I will say.
That's why I got mine done on Friday, so I could just lounge around for the next 2 days.
But you got the laughing gas. I didn't get nothing. I was stone cold sober. He finished up. He made sure I could stand up straight and wasn't dizzy. He said, "All right, we'll see you later."
Yeah, you're fucking insane, dude, for not doing that. You're crazy.
Tied you up.
Have a choice.
Tied you up. Pulled your pants down. Drove you.
There was never any choice of getting you like of. And I mean, it was a quick process. So, and beforehand, he meets with us his patients. I don't want to say us, but I guess it is us. And just goes over like, yeah, permanent form of birth control, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I'm surprised you got in here this fast. We were on a 6-month wait before. And then we started doing 5 or 6 per morning. So this dude for the past like couple weeks has just been rocking them out 5 to 6 wangs at a time. Slicing and dicing.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
He probably had one after me. That's why he got rid of me. He was like, all right, you're fine. Go.
Oh, man.
I got the next one waiting.
All right,
seen more wangs in the last 3 weeks than Tim's seen his whole lifetime, and that's not easy to beat.
about taking a dump, Shane. This question's mainly for you. Why do you keep asking Jay if he's taken his crap yet? What's so significant about the first dump?
That was the worst part. That was the worst thing for me because I had like supportive underwear and shit on up until that point, so my nuts hadn't like felt their own weight. So the first time I had to shit, which was like probably I got it done at like 10 o'clock. It was probably 5 or 6 p.m. And I had to you have to take a shit. So you blew your shit out. I'm trying to hold my nuts that they aren't just on their own weight. And I'm fucking getting dizzy and sweating and like ready to pass out. It's taking me 15 minutes just to get from normally where you would drop your pants and sit down from that to actually sitting down. And I'm just like, and I got sat down and I'm just like, I'm dying. Yeah. And then you can't really hold your nuts at that point, so you have to let them hang.
Oh, my God.
It was rough, man.
The itchiness, like,
because
I had to shave everything. They asked me to make sure I was nice and clean.
Yeah. So
I shaved everything the night beforehand, and obviously that leads to some itching, you know, the next day. So now I'm just itchy but can't really scratch it. I'm trying to like gently rub in the area of like itchiness to get it to go away.
So something that added to mine, which was my fault entirely and completely stupid, but it made for like 15 minutes of excruciating pain. I have to like, so I have a bad back. Obviously I rubbed that weed cream with the menthol shit in my back. So I did that and then, you know, washed my hands. I guess I didn't wash my hands good enough. So whenever I went to itch, it fucking got into the incisions and I was just in excruciating pain on fire for like 25 minutes.
No.
What would have been worse, that or Bengay?
I don't know if it would have made a difference, honestly.
Yeah. Is it the same thing?
I've used that type of before. It's about the same feeling.
Like a menthol type like cold feeling?
Mm-hmm. It was rough. But you'd be good in a few days, dude.
So
definitely be good in a week.
Did the process of passing the fecal matter, anything like that, cause any more discomfort as it like made its way down out your anus?
As it made its way down. Yeah, basically after the pain like the pain medication or whatever they inject you with wears off, you feel everything, dude.
Yeah,
you're pushing like you have to shit, right? So you're squeezing other shit too. So I mean,
and that, yeah, for me it was the sneezing and the coughing that,
oh yeah, it was rough. Yeah,
you know, obviously when you sneeze or cough it goes through your whole body. There's no way to stop it. No way to seclude that motion from one part of your body.
It was definitely a woman who came up with this idea too, by the way. No man in his right mind ever thinks, you know what? Let's chop inside my sack on one side. Dude, no.
Go on one side.
And go in.
And go all the way around the back.
And let's take the sharpest scalpel that we have. And let's just cut this little wire right here and tie it in a knot.
Oh, my Christ.
And, you know, one of the other things I happened, me and Ashley were talking about afterwards, they put this thing on my thigh to ground me because the cauterizer, I guess, can, like, shock you or electrocute you if you're not grounded. So I was just thinking, like, what? Whoever did it first and didn't realize that, just not only were they getting their balls cut into, but they got electrocuted. In the process.
Oh my God.
Oh, dude, fuck you, dude. They didn't have to ground me. They didn't use, I didn't cauterize me. They just sewed me up old school style.
Yeah, dude, they cauterized me. I did feel like, I think he slipped a little bit because I did feel like he was like finishing up my left side and he turned that thing on and was like burning away. And I felt, I was like, ooh. He's like, what, did you feel that? I said, yeah, that hurt a little bit. He said, hmm. And just continued on.
He kept going.
He
goes back down like he starts working. 5-6 seconds later, he looks back at Jay. Goes, really?
That was the only reaction I got. Was
interesting. This motherfucker has your nutsack cut out open in front of him, and he Hercule Poirot'd your ass.
They have the towel up so Jay can't see what's going on down there. And the surgeon's down there, pulls his pants down, looks over at the nurses and starts grabbing his balls. Just starts massaging them.
Tim, stop it.
Jay's got the Jesus. He's got the local. He can't feel it.
I didn't get a curtain. Did you eat a curtain, Jay?
A curtain? No, I was in a room.
No, what do you mean a curtain? Tim's making it sound like it's like your bottom half was like secluded, like you couldn't see away from you.
No, like they had you laying down. They just had a thing up like this.
I mean, yeah, I was laying down and then I had like a sheet and I don't know. It was over my bottom half and then they lifted it up and he started going to town down there.
Damn.
he put like that red disinfectant or whatever.
Yeah.
All over you, and then he squirted some water. He was running around. It was weird. Okay. It was a very strange experience.
Okay, so,
yeah.
So the question, we actually just got a question from a listener. They want to know how early before the surgery did you have to ejaculate?
Well, it wasn't really a requirement.
They didn't. Yeah, I didn't get hit with any of that. There was no itinerary in regards to that. I think I sent one final one off the night before as like a goodbye and gave it the old Viking funeral and then thought twice about it.
Oh my god. God. Listen, I'm hurting. My sides are hurting both from laughing and from just thinking about what you guys have gone through. How bad does the incision hurt?
I mean, you don't feel it. The only thing I felt was the needle with the numbing agent going in. And that honestly wasn't even that bad. It was better than I expected. It was kind of like a safety pin to your arm or something, except for it was just in your nutsack.
I didn't even feel that because I was already on the fucking – I was already on the gas and like just talking random nonsense by that point.
See, yeah, I didn't get none of that to like relax me.
It was optional. He was like, it's an extra $85 if you want the gas. I recommend it. It makes it a much smoother process. I was like, sign me up.
Oh,
I didn't get none of that.
He just gave me like a mask and was like, all right, start taking deep breaths. And if you feel like you're getting lightheaded or something, just remove the mask, take a few deep breaths without it, and then put it back on. You best believe that bitch was on the entire time.
He told me just to pull my pants down.
I think I got a nosebleed. No, I'm good. Got a
nosebleed. But hey, I will say that I never plan on getting the vasectomy reversal because I'm not doing any of that again.
From what I've read online, because we researched that as well before we got it done, just in case. It's supposed to be like a lot more intensive and painful, and it's also supposed to be a lot less successful as well.
Yeah,
I'm doing it. They singed his tube together.
Like apart.
Well, they
has like,
but then, I mean, it's
two random tubes just flapping around in there now.
Yeah, it was like this. Like this is the airflow right through here. It was like this. It singed off on both ends. Now, if they want to put these back together, they're going to have to cut it shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So then when it goes back together,
I would assume so.
Instead of it being as long as it was, it's shorter now, okay? So now instead of his balls hanging down to here, They're now hanging down to here.
So much better serve a video podcast right now. Prime.
Yeah, if you're not watching, you can't.
What are you doing with your fingers?
So instead of it, these are the tubes that have been singed and are now put back together. They're shorter. Okay, so instead of the balls hanging down, now they're shorter. So Jay, if you have the surgery again to get it fixed, your balls are going to be shorter. So
it makes sense.
It Love has it. To make sense.
Love it.
Shane, are there any questions for Jason that you have? Let me ask it this way. Are there any differences that you've spotted between Jason's experience and your experience?
Well, he didn't get the gas, and he also got grounded for some reason. So he got they didn't electrocute.
Dude, that would suck ass if someone cut into my balls and then they grounded me after that.
They gave Shane the gas because they're like, well, we're risking the electrocution here. At least he'll be pretty well knocked out.
They'll be like, listen, he was...
For all I know, they may have. I have no idea.
They'll be like, listen, he was on the gas. If he gives us any issue and says that we never asked him to put the ground on, we'll say he was a liar. We did. He said no. He's not going to remember.
Oh, shit. Who are they going to believe? This guy or me? I'm a doctor. I'm sure Jeff does the same things.
Jeff's Dr. Gratzmiller.
It's time.
Oh.
I need to feel your energy today from start to finish.
Come on. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's keep this train rolling. Let's go.
Hey, it's time to go right now.
Master or disaster.
All right. Well, some players probably did well. Some players probably performed like assholes. Most likely. And we're just going to pick our favorites for each. Shane, go ahead.
Love it. All right. Week 13 master. This man absolutely lit it up this weekend, pushing his team to a huge victory over Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, further establishing his place in the league and his mastery of command over the San Fran offense. Of course, he has the weapons in place, but we have seen plenty of other quarterbacks come into situations similar to his and lay nothing but absolute eggs. So he's put up 11 touchdowns and 1,100 plus yards over the last 4 weeks alone, with 4 touchdowns and 300 plus yards coming this past weekend against the Eagles. Week 13 master, Brock Purdy. Week 13 disaster, giving this one to the old Brownies defense. They showed up only in spirit as they let Matt's fantasy team, the people of Cleveland, and most importantly, the commissioner's careless two-teamer down. They gave up 34 points to an admittedly surging Rams offense, but after the start they had to the season, it's very surprising to me, and it may be time to start backing away from that Cleveland defense as one to be weary of playing against. Cleveland DST, Week 13 disaster. Week 14, upcoming games, master. Now, this guy hasn't had a huge game since Week 4, and he didn't look amazing this past week, but he is facing Detroit at home in Week 14, who have been struggling of late and are known to be worse on the road. He faced him in Detroit just 3 weeks ago in his first game back from injury and posted 24 fantasy points, mostly on the back of 18 carries and 108 rushing yards. He did post one passing touchdown in that game as well, and I fully expect him to dial that stat line up a notch when he gets to home this week. Week 14 master, Justin Fields. My disaster for this week, Tony Pollard. He's been steadily coming on as of late with a stat line of 60 for 263 and 3 on the ground with 13 receptions for 58 yards through the air over the last 4 games, bringing his fantasy point total to 59 points over that same span. He did so in game scripts that favored his role against what was, in my opinion, a subpar rushing defense, neither of which will be able to apply to this weekend's game against Philly. The game is in Dallas, which is a plus for the boys in blue, but Philly is coming off a terrible loss to the 49ers, and I do suspect they will be fired up with a chip on their shoulder when that game starts. Couple that with an already stout rushing defense, and Pollard ends up on this week's disaster list for me. Tony Pollard, Week 14 disaster.
Pollard disaster. Okay. All right. Because he's on my team, so I'm... All right, with the 34th overall pick in the 2023 NFL Draft and with the 134th pick in the 2023 Papua New Guinea Prime League Draft, This man has been an absolute unexpected force his rookie season, currently third in his position, according to ESPN Fantasy. And last week, he posted his best performance of his young career, eclipsing the 100-yard receiving mark for the first and only time this year. This man hauled in 9 targets last week for 140 yards and a touchdown. He has propelled Let It Rain to a 10-3 record and has helped him be tied for the most points in our league as we head into the final week of our season. My Week 13 master, Let It Rain's own Sam Laporta, 29 points and a masterful performance last week. My disaster, guys. Easter came early last week as the Easter Bunny paid a visit to 4 teams in our league. So you know what was coming up today. And the Easter Bunny was actually oh so generous to one of those 4 teams, though, paying him 2 visits last week. The once a contender to win the Lizzie League, Team McTeam face lost in a big-time upset to the Clams last week, 144-86. And this was a big reason for that loss. A lack of production from the wide receiver, Terry McLaurin, and tight end Jawan Johnson, who, Jay, you mentioned, found his way in free agency earlier this week. Each team put on display their worst performance, or each player, rather, I should say, put on their worst performance of the year, racking up a total of 0 points between the two. Terry McLaurin and Jawan Johnson, each with 0 catches on 3 targets, 0 points, and 2. Yes, 2. Say it with me now. Absolute eggs. That's right. That's right.
Egg alert.
Terry McLaurin, Jawan Johnson, my Week 13 disasters. All right, this week, my Week 14 master making return at a time that his team needs him the most, currently sitting at 6-6, second place in the NFC North, the Minnesota Vikings. They'll go on the road to face the 13th ranked pass defense in the league. I'm talking about the Las Vegas Raiders. And they will do so with the best receiver in the NFL, Justin Jefferson, making his return. He has not played since a Week 5 disastrous performance against the Kansas City Chiefs. And to be honest, I don't know if it was a disastrous performance or if he got hurt, but we'll say it was a disaster. Reports say that he is 100% and the Vikings will need him to get back on track if they want to do so. 6-6 Minnesota Vikings and Justin Jefferson, my Week 14 master. And my disaster this week, one of the better running backs in the NFL over the past few seasons, has had a season that he wishes he could forget. He opened up the season, 25-point performance, pretty respectable, before missing 4 weeks in a row. With an injury weeks 2-5, there was a bye week in there as well. But upon his return, he was subpar, posting a 9-5 in back-to-back weeks. Then we saw the old Chargers running back that we remember posting 22 points, 20 points, and 20 points in weeks 8, 9, and 10. However, we have seen some crap from the Chargers, some crap from the running back, the top-tier running back in Austin Eckler. Last 3 weeks, he's posted 6, 9, and 3 points. And I expect this week, going up against the worst rush defense in the league, that the Denver Broncos, that, yes, I have no faith in Eckler. I have no faith in these Chargers. The Broncos will get back on track, and it starts with stopping the run this week. Austin Eckler is my Week 14 disaster.
I like it. I like it. All right, so last week, let's give credit where credit is due. Jake Browning showed up to play against Jacksonville. The Monday night game was the first Jacksonville Monday night home game in more than a decade, and Jake Browning ruined it for all their fans, going 32 for 37 for an 86.5% completion percentage is ridiculous. While the Jacksonville defense is in the bottom of the league for its pass defense, 86% in any NFL game is impressive. Add in 354 passing yards with 1 passing touchdown and 1 running touchdown, he carried the team to win in an overtime thriller. When the pressure was on, Jake Browning was looking cool. And disaster, with a multitude of people having, say it with me now,
absolute eggs.
Egg alert. Egg alert.
As Tim stated, there was a lot of eggs being dropped off with an early Easter. many of those eggs were dropped this week were due to injury during the game, so I'm going to let those leave those sad sacks alone. I'm going to talk about one that has been a huge juggernaut all year but fell apart this week, the Dallas defense, that have been consistently scoring points of their own while holding teams down, looked broken apart this week. DK Metcalf went off on them with 3 touchdowns, one of them looking like he was Tyreek Hill, just left everyone in the dust. How fast was he going? I think 23 miles an hour on that run. Crazy. They gave up 35 points, 400 total yards, and had no turnovers. Dallas and Tim were both lucky to have Dak Prescott rescue their teams this week for the wins. And as a side note, you know, I was thinking about this ever since the weekend, since I saw the brutal hit on him. I'm going to formally apologize to Amari DeMarcado. As Christ. A few weeks ago, I promised him a home, and then I put him back on the streets. It was a rash decision. You know, and then after that, he had his head taken off in last week's game. Absolutely obliterated. So now he's just injured and homeless, and part of that is my fault. So I promised to end the saga, and I think I only made it worse. Well, Damari, I have a surprise. Welcome back to my team. What I just did while live on air was added Amari DeMarcado back to my team. Check your free agent tracker. He has been spoken for. He's going to ride my bench for the remainder of the season, at least until before the last week of the season. I got to fulfill my promise. Keep him home.
He dropped Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah, because Tyler did nothing. He was pick up for me because too many people were hurt and on buys. But you know what? Now Amari can rest easy with the rest of the member berries, since we all know the rest of my team have been relaxing all year anyway. So, upcoming game.
Hold on, JJ. You didn't have to drop anybody. You could have popped one of those puppies in IR. You had Cam Akers.
They won't let me move anyone to IR. It must be too late in the season. I can't. Or I picked them up when they were on IR, but I can't put any of these players on my IR.
Oh, man, you should have went to the commish with this. That sounds fishy.
I mean, it is what it is.
Commish looks baffled. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
I can only put them in my starting lineup. It doesn't let me put them in the IR anymore. Maybe there's a week limit on that. We'll have to look into that further. Or perhaps because I traded for them or picked them off of free agency. It's hard to say. But this week, the Prime League pre-playoff week 14 matchups, as we talked about earlier. There are 5 teams fighting for 3 spots. Shane, Matt, Jeff, Zach, and Vince all going at it to gain access to the playoffs. While Vince, Matt, and Zach have tough matchups and exciting matchups, the master matchup of the week is the Sanford Water Rockets versus Teamy McTeamface. Shane is fighting for the division title as well as a playoff push, while Jeff is just looking in to get in. They've each been having a rough go of things with 3 straight losses. Which one is going to turn it around and secure the playoff spot, with the loser falling to 7-7 and possibly missing the playoffs, both after hot starts? The all-around action leads me to week 14 itself in our league being masterful and exciting to watch. Definitely no star players sitting in our league. So the master of next week is our own league and the masterful matchups we have going on. Disaster, the Philadelphia Eagles will start their first losing streak of the season this week. After getting mauled by the 49ers, they have a tough matchup going into Dallas when a few weeks ago Dallas pushed them to the brink in Philadelphia, but were able to squeak away with the victory. I do see Dallas finally getting over that hump of beating a very good team this week. The defense gets back on track, and the Eagles' struggles continue. Maybe a disastrous 2 weeks for the Eagles, but it should be a hell of a matchup to watch.
King of the Hill, King of the Hill. King of the Hill, King of the Hill, King of the Hill, King of the Hill, King of the Hill. King of the Hill.
All right, round 14, the final round. There can only be one. My record is 10-4. Shane, you are 11-3. And Jason, your record has no bearing on the outcome of this competition. Do you even have a pick, Fitzy? Or, if so, let us have it. But first... Congratulations, Jay. Something that has never happened before on the Prime League podcast. The commish is here to hand you an award. Commish, you have the floor.
I don't trust it.
Jay, what do you mean, man?
This All right, let's get it over with.
This is the first time. This is the first time all season long.
I mean, before you start, Shane, just think about it. You're kicking a man while he's down right now. I'm injured, can barely walk, and you're just going to pile it on. So, you know, I hope that makes you feel good about yourself.
No, please. It's good, Jay. It's actually good.
Yeah, this is the first time all season long that you have won in a week and nobody else has on King of the Hill. So,
sorry.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I apologize then. My mistake.
Yeah, we wanted to give you the floor and to see how you felt about it.
Well, I feel pretty good. You know, it's impressive. I feel like where I should be all along, on top, looking down on you two losers, to be honest.
It's impressive, he says. Let's get it over.
Well, you know, God. Can you blame me? It has to be expected that, you know, some award for my disastrous King of the Hill was going to be like shittiest picks of the year.
Oh, Christ.
So I couldn't trust it. But I got a double win this week. You know, when we get into the next topic, also got my first win there. Pretty impressive. But it feels good. Glad I got a win here.
I don't know why the Russian themes or the Russian anthem, Russian theme song.
It's a brand. Trademark.
Oh my God! What if they were called? What if national anthems just were now started to be called theme songs?
Just Russian theme songs.
Oh my God! All right, let's do this again though. But seriously, Jason was the only team to win last week, or the only had the only correct pick last week. I don't remember who I picked. Me and Shane picked the same. I know that. And thinking back, I saw Shane's pick before because we do have the shared document. And I was like, oh, man, it's going to make so next week's a tie. I didn't even think I should have picked my other pick because it was different. And if I would have done that, we'd be tied right now because it was Remy. And Remy won last week in dramatic fashion, surprising the entire league.
Well, I'm glad you didn't do that. Appreciate it.
Because I'm an idiot.
That's another surprise. I mean, Wayne over Matt. That was, you know, the easy pick all year was going against Wayne and Jimmy. Jimmy's come on strong lately. Beat you, then beat me. And then Wayne coming out of nowhere with a victory this week.
He beat me by 3 points early in the year.
Oh, so you took down all three of us.
I'm sorry. No. I only beat him by 3 points earlier in the year, and it was a comeback win at the very end, I believe. Sorry, I misspoke.
Talking about Jimbo?
Mm-hmm. 100-97. I don't remember what week it was.
Nice. None of us lost to Wayne, though, right?
No, I don't believe so.
No, I think I might have, actually. I lost to Mike and Jeff, I think. Yeah, Mike and Jeff.
Sounds about right. So who you rolling with this week, Jay?
This week, by default, going Shane over Jeff. Shane, hopefully this doesn't, last week hopefully cured my hex, and this doesn't put some bad juju onto your team. pulling for you. Hopefully you get into the playoffs. Nothing against you, Jeff, either. I hope everyone can get into the playoffs, including me. But, you know, it's just not the way things work. So best of luck to both of you, but I am going Shane over Jeff.
Nice. I like it. And as we already covered, both Tim and I picked Matt over Wayne last week, which was a big L. But I'll take that in terms of fantasy, because that actually went positive activity towards me getting into the playoffs. So I'll take that. And Jay, hope you're right about you switching your luck around. Last time you picked me, I won. That was the first game of the year. So
that was.
I'll take that. This week I am taking you, sir, over Tim for the upset.
And as you mentioned, I took Matt over Wayne. This week I'm taking Remy over Wayne. And the best I could do is tie Sean. And the best you could do is win, I guess.
Well, I mean, I got to go with the commish because he picked me. So hopefully this week we both come away with a win here.
There you go. Let's get Timmy that third loss in the season.
I don't know about all that, guys, but.
The side eye you just gave us.
It's great to have Bubbin back on. Humpy.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Good. How's it going?
My dad keeps talking. Sorry. Everything good? Sorry if I cut out there. That dad, he's calling. That dad, don't be breaking it off. Back in the day when we used to get in trouble a lot and get arrested all the time, well, it was me and I was getting all you guys in trouble. One time me and Tim were walking out of my house and my dad said, "Dad, don't be breaking the law." And I was like, all right, Dad.
Likely had a sack of weed.
Sure, he went out and broke the law anyways.
Likely had sack of weed in his pocket when he said it too. Definitely the peppermint one hitter or whatever it was. The breath mint one hitter, I mean. Hey, are those mints?
Tim, what do you think is funnier, that or the time? What do you think is funnier, that or the time that we were bagging up some weed and my mom came back and we had to put it away real quick and we were both sitting on my bed and you laid down. So my mom busted in the room and was like, "What are you guys doing in here?"
Listen, I'm laying.
And I was like, "Nothing, Mom. Get out."
Justin sitting on the foot of the bed with his feet on the ground. I was sitting right next to him and I just laid back. So my feet are on the ground and I'm laying next to Justin like this.
arms behind his head.
In position, I say.
Just classic take me now position.
Oh God, dude.
Man, she walked in on us on some very awkward positions and situations. There was one time I was showing, I did something to Jeff. I remember like a while before whenever they lived in their house or no, I think it was whenever Minch, Greg and Nico lived in that house that Justin, Jason and Jeff and Cobb lived in it after where I like, started like humping him in a weird way and he couldn't get out of it. And I was reenacting it to Justin and I had my back to the door and Justin's mom walked in as I was like doing this, like she couldn't see Justin. She could just see me
doing it. Justin's I'm pretty mom. Sure your shirt was off too, wasn't it?
I don't know, man. I was in your house at night. I don't know why I would have my shirt off. I might have. I don't know. I don't.
What's wrong with you?
She just stopped asking questions after a while. After
just
seeing some things. But anyways, Nice to see you guys, Jay. I'm glad to hear you're. I was listening earlier. Glad to hear you guys are going into too much gruesome detail about this because I'm thinking about getting the procedure done and it's making me not want to do it. But glad you're on the mend, buddy. Glad your boys are intact and everything's going well for you.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, we talk about it like it's a horror story, but all in all, it's not as bad as it sounds.
It's not as bad as having a newborn baby crying and feeding and pooping and not being able to sleep. So yeah, I feel you there. as you guys know, as our listeners know, the King of the Hill segment here on the Prime League podcast is proudly sponsored by Humphreys Homes. With Humphreys Homes, you're always just in time to buy, sell, build, or invest. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in Central or Eastern Ohio, feel free to reach out to me today. Interest rates for anybody interested are still on the decline. We've come down almost a full point in the past month, which is a great trend, and I hope things continue that way. Great King of the Hill. Humphreys Homes, proud sponsor.
Beak and take, man.
All right. It's time to get a little toasty as we review another set of half-baked takes. You know it. We're going to waste our money so you don't have to. We took another beating last week, going 2-5 overall. Let's review and forget as we move forward to week 14. Tim, what are you thinking of prop bet for this week? What was last week like?
Last week I took Michael Pittman Jr. over 72.5 receiving yards. I think it was. He was over 100, I think like 102, 105, something like that. So that one hit. It helped that the game went into overtime, but I still think that he was like just over 70. The over-under just nicked it in the end of the fourth quarter. This week I'm taking Jahmyr Gibbs over 38.5 yards rushing against on the road against Chicago.
I like it. 38.5, pretty low.
One long run.
Defense is good though. Mm-hmm. Jahmyr Gibbs, he's flaky with his production each week, but I think over 38.5 is pretty solid. Pretty solid. This week, I'm looking over at the over and unders, and there are a lot of low over-unders this week. A lot of them in the 30s, in the low 40s. Probably the lowest week of over-unders that I've seen. And to compile with that, I'm going to take the under on the lowest of them all. Under 30.5, New England versus Pittsburgh tomorrow night.
30.5? Holy shit.
30. Super low.
Mitch Trubisky, quarterback for the Steelers. Who's
I saw that
Bailey
earlier.
Zappi? I think he's going for Nanglin.
Yep, Zap.
Wow, it's at 30. I'm looking at it right now. It's 30 on DraftKings.
Yeah, this is the lowest this season, I think, is what they were saying. The lowest line of the season so far.
It's low.
I mean, that's you're right. Could be wrong about that, but it's pretty fucking low.
But this is a New England team that lost last week 6-0, going up against a much worse Pittsburgh offense.
Yeah, who'd they lose to? Who was San Diego? Los Angeles. Yeah. Los Angeles. Yeah, these are low. Holy crap.
I'm looking. Yeah, all of them are low.
I see.
Oh, there's. So what was your take on that one, Jay? You're going
under.
You're taking the over on that?
Under
30.5.
Taking the under on that. Okay. You want me to throw mine in there?
Yep.
Yeah, what you got on the FBR?
So last week I did the controversial thing, which we're not supposed to do. I bet on the Steelers. Given 5.5 points against the Arizona Cardinals, a terrible mistake. They had a lot of weather delays. Obviously Kenny Pickett got hurt late in the second quarter, I believe it was. So he was out for the whole second half. Steelers never recovered. And Trubisky sucked in the second half. So I think what did it end up being? It ended up being like 29-10 or 29-14, something like that, the score. But
it was 20.
So I took a loss on that. 24-10. We went 2-5. So who won? Whose picks won last week?
Me and Tim hit.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Awesome. Congrats, guys. Well, this week for the Flaked, Baked, and Raked Lock of the Week on the Prime League podcast, I'm going to take Miami. A little bit of a controversial pick here. They are giving 13.5 points versus the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee 0-10. I think I read they're 0-10 in the away games right now. Jeff Simmons, their best defensive player, is going to be out. Unless Miami shoots themselves in the foot, they should run away with this one. So my flake bacon lock of the week is going to be Miami minus 13.5 against Tennessee.
I like it. One of two Monday night games.
We want to talk about the commish's. Yep, absolutely. Looking forward to it. Commish, you want to talk about your bets for this past week? You're tasting your first dish of defeat on the betting for the season. So talk about your pick and how that went.
Oh, it was a terrible pick. It went terribly.
Would you do it all over again, though?
You took Cleveland and the under, right? And the under was 40.5. And I think they ended up scoring 55 collectively. Yep. Yeah.
And Cleveland lost by 17.
Those kind of picks, yeah. Shane, you fit right in with us. So hell of a job. Hell of a
job. Okay, Commish.
You are far for the pod on that one.
I'm scrolling through right now the games of the week. So go ahead and shoot me out a cue to stop. And wherever my thumb is the game I'll shout out to you.
Stop.
All right. Right on. Minnesota on the road taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. Minnesota is -3 and the over-under is 40. Now, side note, Josh Dobbs not playing very well for Minnesota, and the Raiders have, I forget who the quarterback is, some nobody.
O'Connell, I believe.
Yeah. So it's Minnesota -3 and Minnesota -3 or Vegas +3 and over-under's 40.
Minnesota.
Minnesota -3 under. And the under. All right, let's take note of that.
I think Minnesota's a good pick.
So,
Double J coming back.
Also, since we decided to put $750 on the game last week, Shane, you've got $1,745 left in the account. What are we allocating towards that bet for this week?
Seven, I guess.
Okay. I like it. So what's the official pick going to be then? It's Minnesota -3.
Minnesota -3 and under 40.
And under 40 as a two-teamer, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm going to go ahead and lock mine in right now, actually. -3.
And just to review, under. Tim, your prop bet was
Jahmyr Gibbs over 38.5 rushing yards.
And Jay, your line for the week? You're over under?
Under 30 for Pittsburgh and New England.
And my flake Drake and Bake lock of the week was Miami -13.5 against Tennessee. Got a solid lineup, boys. I feel some victory coming our way this week. I really do.
Bubba, what was yours again?
Whose?
Yours. What was yours?
Mine was Miami minus 13 and a half against Tennessee.
And just to try to help our listeners actually get some money, discovered last week ESPN Bet running a promo of $200 worth of free bets after you create an account and place a bet for a minimum of a dollar. Did that last week. Took a secondary bet for $50 with that free $50 or $200 and made $50 when Indianapolis won in overtime. I have two more $50 bets to use this weekend. So yeah, get on the ESPN Bet, try it out. The app sucks. You can forego it after you use your free bets, but you do get $200 worth of free bets.
I want to
like all things ESPN. That sucks.
Real quick, I'm not going to change my pick, but the over under I just double checked and it has shifted. The over under rushing yards for Jahmyr Gibbs is now 40 and a half. I went ahead and locked it in at 40 and a half, so I'm still sticking with the over.
Nice. Good call.
I like it. Good luck this week, fellas. A couple shout outs I want to give out real quick. I'll wait. We got to talk about the Prime League spreads and lines for this coming week for the fantasy games. What do we got that's looking juicy? Anything sticking out to you guys?
Tim, I was about to say, Luca's just strolling along behind you. I saw him just walk on by.
What's up, dude?
So I'm just living life, dude, you know.
Come here. Oh, Bluey just came back on. Come here.
What a contrast of Tim with his son and Big Tim with little Tim. If this was 1992, Big Tim would have turned around and just like thrown a football at him or something, knocked him over.
Say what's up.
Say what's up. I love it. Say, can he hear us, Tim?
No.
No.
No, he can't hear, huh?
Probably better that way.
Go get mom. Go get mom.
The all mighty and all powerful Bluey.
Yeah, dude, Bluey's awesome. Bluey got me through some you can watch it as a parent. It's the thing I love about it. It's honestly made 50-50. It's made for us and it's made for them at the same time. It's entertaining both ways and a lot of relatable parent stuff on there. It's hilarious.
He wants to hang out up here.
So what do we...
This week in our action, we got me plus 32 against Tim. Tim is outlook to beat my ass, essentially. Let It Rain minus 12 against Rocky Balboa. Tama Jama plus 7 for the Grateful Zeds. Clam Wallet Scavenger being the favorite for the first time in a while, minus 22 against Come Black Kids. And then two games with playoff implications. Spider-Man parts are even with Team Sestito. And Sanford Waddle Rockets, even Team McTeam Face. Nobody knows which way to call
it. Yeah, that's Waddle Rockets Team McTeam Face matchup sounds very intriguing. And going back, did you say who is the – is it Tama Jama versus the Grateful Zeds? Is that the matchup this week?
Yep, plus Tama Jama plus 7.
Do those guys have any title playoff implications on the line for their game, or are they both locked in?
Bryce is in. Zach is fighting.
On the cusp, yep.
Okay, so if Zach wins that game – okay, so Bryce is in no matter what, but if Zach wins that, even if he loses, but if Zach wins that game, he secures his spot in the playoffs?
I don't think necessarily. It comes down to Matt's game and also Shane and Jeff's game.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to see how all of them play out to see what happens because it's so close as far as records go in each division. And
gotcha. Well, that makes it interesting.
Yeah, there's three teams at 7-6 and two teams at 6-7 right now. So
nice. I think. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing how those games play out. How would you guys bet that Tama Jama Zeds game with the You said Tama Jam is giving 7 points or getting 7 points. How would you guys bet that one?
I'm going Zach. Getting 7 points. I think Zach's going to win outright anyway. His team is regaining steam. Started off strong, slowed down, and is picking the pace back up.
Someone we haven't mentioned in a long time is Mustard, Bijan Robinson. He's been playing because he was playing like crap for a while. He wasn't getting many touches, and now all of a sudden, here he is again, making some noise. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Deebo Samuel. He went on a little lull, and then now he's on the upswing again. He's been tearing ass. Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs. He's got some players on his team. And
they're picking back up at the right time. So
Tama Jam on a 2-game losing streak.
I was going to say, Bryce is trending down a little bit now.
Yeah.
Swift hasn't been playing well, Fields.
He has a whole host of issues. You got Jamar Chase dealing with the quarterback issues, even though he had a good game this past week. But with Cincinnati dealing with what they're dealing with. Same thing with Keenan Allen. Chargers just don't look right. Freiermuth is just coming back from injury. We'll see what happens with that. And then Rashee Rice, he has a potential for the future, but I don't necessarily know if he's going to get it done for the rest of the season for him.
And Zach on the year has scored 3 more points than Bryce at this point. So it's pretty evenly matched. They both had their ups and downs in the season. Mm-hmm. We're going to see how it plays out.
Yeah, this might be the game of the week. We'll see. This is a tough matchup here.
Got a few good matchups there this week. I'm looking forward to seeing the outcome, see what happens. And great segue. Shout out to Bryce. His band Thoriaca this weekend playing a big show in Steubenville at the Masonic Temple in Steubenville, bringing the band Taproot into town, who you may know was a big act in the, I believe it would probably have been the early 2000s. They were on the top 10s charts. They're touring again. So Taproot, Thoriaca, and I think Chaos Kills, I think is the third band on the lineup.
I think so. Yep.
But they're going to be putting on a killer show this Friday at the Masonic Temple in Steubenville. Go to Thoriaca's social media pages to find out how you can get tickets. You may even see some of the Prime League podcast members in the show production in some way, shape, or form. We might just be there, minus Shane, of course, but he's going to be down there enjoying the nice warm weather in Florida.
God, I hope it snows.
It's going to. I have a feeling it's going to. I'm looking at those temps. It's looking bad. Shane, when are you flying into town? Next Wednesday, right?
Yep. Yep, I'll be in next Wednesday night. Fairly late, we land.
Were you saying?
So excited about the trip, or?
Oh yeah, I'm hyped. I can't wait. Can't wait to come up and see all you guys and see family and whatnot. And hopefully, I can make some time to stop and see the Aviva crew. We're only going to be in for a few days, so it's going to be tough to squeeze everything in. But I'm excited for it.
Nice, nice. Anybody been sick this past couple of weeks? Because I have been sick since Thanksgiving. We had COVID. Now we've got this respiratory thing that everybody's got. And this morning I broke out into hives. I had to take a bunch of Benadryl. I'm okay now. But how you guys feeling? Anybody else been sick as fuck?
Jesus, bro.
Dude, it's been rough.
I caught something right before Thanksgiving, and I was sick all the way up through Thanksgiving Day, maybe even to Black Friday, and then I was about it. I was pretty good after that. But it was, I don't know, it was like head cold. Like I got a little bit of a sore throat and then a little bit of a cough, a little bit of a sniffle. And that was it. A couple of days and it was gone.
Same here. I came away from Black Friday with the exact same thing, except minus the cough. It was all in my head and nose and throat. And then that was like Saturday. And by Tuesday, it was gone.
Yeah, I've gotten.
It's been rough. So far.
Nothing. Nothing but a.
Jay, what grade is Jackson in?
Second.
Yeah, man, I've got 3 in grade school, and dude, they just bring home diseases one after another. They're like, here you go, Dad.
Sponges.
Here's flavor of the week, Dad. Go go have fun with this all week.
Go have fun with this.
I'm still, I don't know if you guys can hear this, but You hear that sound coming out of my lungs?
No, but you look hilarious.
Did you hear that? It's pretty rough, dude. I've been coughing up some shit that is not good. But anyways. Anyways, shout out to Thraika. If you're in town, come check the show out. It's gonna be a killer show. And maybe Bryce is gonna be so distracted. Zach, you never know. He might forget to mess with his lineup or something, so it might play into Zach's favor in the Grateful Zed in that matchup.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
Our proud sponsor of Trash the Commish, Greg's Eggs. Don't forget to search the Greg's Eggs YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button. Give them all the love you can. Greg's Eggs, proud sponsor all season long of the Prime League podcast. Anyone want to kick things off today?
Yeah, so actually, you know, while I was getting, you know, worked on yesterday, me and the doctor were talking about brain transplants, and he said he knew a guy that could do some. And I said, that's perfect, because if I needed a new brain, I can go to the commission and get his, because it's never been used before.
Jerk.
You know, Commish, your face looks like it caught on fire and somebody tried to put it out with a fork.
Oh. Fuck. Damn.
And then finally, earlier today, Jackie Chan reached out to me, and we were just talking about some things, some big monuments and stuff in China. He's a big China fan, if you didn't know.
What the fuck?
He told me if ugliness were bricks, you'd be the Great Wall of China. Jackie Chan, big fan of China.
Shout out China. Dude, I read something the other day that said Jackie Chan refuses to give any of his wealth to his children.
Yeah.
He's donating it all when he dies.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to karate kick him in the fucking head for that. What the fuck shit is that? I'd be pissed.
I mean, in all seriousness, though, apparently Jackie Chan is actually a big fan of China and the regime there, and whether he's actually is a fan or is just afraid to speak out against Winnie the Pooh over there remains to be seen. But he's like, he wants Hong Kong to be taken back over and yada yada yada.
Damn, dude ain't messing around.
I can't even laugh. My lungs hurt so bad. I feel like I'm back in the valley breathing in the fucking mill fumes right now. Is that, you got more? You got more, Jason?
Nope. Jackie Chan was the last one today.
Russia theme song started playing right there. Wrong country.
Love that.
God, I'm losing my mind. Trash.
There we go. It's time to trash.
Chaos.
All right, well, we're back on track.
I'll go ahead. Shane actually reached out to me earlier in the week and asked me to tell his jokes for this segment. So I get the privilege to
trash
tell
us,
Shane's jokes here. He just felt like we were slacking. So he was like, here's some funny jokes I wrote, and you can tell these on the pod. You suck. The first one, he sent me. What does Shane tell a woman with two black eyes? Nothing. He's already told her twice.
Oh, Jesus, Tim, really?
Tim is stacking up the receipts over there.
I finished these many because I'm on this many.
He's got a lot of receipts again.
No wonder the production quality for the podcast is so great.
Yeah.
What's the point? Shane says, what's the pointless piece of skin around the pussy called? A woman. Shane, this is terrible, dude.
Wow, Shane.
These are terrible, dude. I'm looking through this list. I don't know which ones I can actually say out loud.
Oh, my God. Please stop now. Please stop now.
By the way, Shane wrote all these jokes, so if anybody has, like, an issue or wants to report to the pod, it's definitely sure you can find him on at Prime League Pod on the X.
Slanderous.
Shane asks, what has 32 fingers, 3 heads, and 12 legs? The finish line at the Boston Marathon.
Oh, man. The Boston Marathon bombing. That's a rough one.
Shane.
Damn.
See what I mean? I don't know which ones I can actually say out loud. Shane also asked, who are the fastest readers in the world? Jackie Chan would probably say the Chinese, but Shane actually said the 9/11 victims. They went through 80 stories in about 3 seconds.
Oh my Christ. Shane.
He also said that joke is like an aborted baby because it never gets old. And last but not least, Shane asks, why is Mexico never any good in the Olympics? Because everyone who can run, jump, and swim is already here.
Man.
Piece of white trash.
I'm done, Shane.
It's time to trash the garbage.
Fuck you, buddy. My God, Kamesh.
Ladies and gentlemen, if Shane isn't with us next week, it's because he got canceled after all those comments he just made.
Yeah, Shane, Tim's kids are kind of walking around over there in the background. Come on, dude. Clean it up.
Tequila Burrito from Bell Taco says the commish is the type of guy who would have the word weapon tattooed on his tiny peepee. The commish is also the type of guy that would use the last of someone else's ketchup and not even think twice about it. God. Genocidal Lubricant from 1984. I put the commish on tongue patrol and he told me my cum tastes better than his own.
God.
I heard from the background, ew. Okay, Margaret Thatcher from Great Britain says, if you want anything said, ask a man. If you want anything done, ask a woman. And if you want anything sucked, fucked, and swallowed, ask the commish.
Oh my God. Trash the commish getting X-rated.
Jesus.
Dog the Bounty Hunter from TV says, wow. Impersonating Beyonce is not your destiny, child. You're more comparable to Lizzo or Rikishi.
Oh, man. And I chewed Rikishi's ass cheeks when he played that.
Dude, that was his fucking special move, dude. He just slammed his asshole.
The stink
on you.
Face. The stink face. Dude, he would, when he would fart like that, different parts of his ass crack would ripple as the air slowly secreted out of his ass and made its own pathways.
Oh, Christ.
Made its own pathways out.
Also the little fringes on his tassels skirt would rustle ever so slightly. His little tassels.
Finally, Will Smith from the Oscars says, Kamish, I will slap you so hard that Google won't even be able to find you.
Piece of white trash. It's time to trash the commish.
Oh, man, that's pretty fucking good. That's pretty good. Hey, before I hop off, have you guys decided what's going to happen next week for the pod?
We've got some things working.
Yeah, we got some things working. If Tim makes it.
Yeah. Well... yeah, as we regularly do it Wednesday nights, but next week, not really sure yet. It's either going to be Wednesday night as scheduled, or we're going to move it to Thursday night. But we'll make sure that the information is available as early as we can. But yeah, we got Shane's got some traveling next week, so that's what makes it difficult.
Right, I get that. But if you do it on Thursday, I'm hearing tell that you guys might be doing something in person. Is that what I'm hearing, or is that a spoiler? I'm sorry if that's a spoiler.
It's all right. Yeah, we were thinking about trying to link up and instead of doing the show over the internet, just be in person face to face and seeing what happens. The only thing is there'd be a lot less talking, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Wink.
A lot less talking and a lot more action.
Man, it's gonna be an hour and a half of ASMR.
You mean ATM?
Well, gentlemen, I'm gonna hop off of here. Tim, Jason, I look forward to seeing you guys on Friday. Shane, I'm going to try to make Friendsgiving next week. I don't know if I'm going to be able to 100% or not, but if I can, I'll slide in, say hello to you and Tay. And thanks for having me. Hope you guys have a great night, and look forward to listening back to this tomorrow.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Looking forward to Friday also.
Later, dudes.
Bryce's show is going to be huge coming up.
Huge.
It's gonna be huge.
This is Bryce. This isn't the closing song, by the way. Little sample of Souvenirs. That's Thrika's first single. And again, as Justin mentioned, Taproot, the main headline coming up this Friday. I forget where it's at. It's in downtown Steubenville. I can't remember what it's called.
The Masonic Temple.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I was thinking the Grand Theater for some reason. But yeah, as we were talking, next week we're not really sure what we're going to do yet. We got we still have it up in the air. Shane's going to be traveling Wednesday night after work. He'll get off, jump on a plane, and then he'll be traveling when we're supposed to be going on. So we might hold off, do it the next day, and we'll maybe try to get in person. If not, we'll figure something out. We'll do it over the we'll do it the same way we've been doing it or something. We'll figure something out, but we'll get another episode next week regardless.
Worst comes to worst, it'll just be a two-person shot with you and Jay, just like we did with when Jay was away. So
we'll get an episode this time, though.
And here's the thing, though: if we do it next week on Thursday, well, I guess the game will just be going on. So we'll be going on during the football game next week. Anyone know what it is off the top of their head?
No, I don't know who plays next Thursday.
I'm pulling up the schedule now. Okay, the Thursday night game next week is the Raiders hosting the Chargers. Weak.
Yuck.
Yeah, pretty trash.
Hashtag ew.
Hashtag garbage.
Pretty dumb.
Gerbs.
Reminder, though, there are two Monday night games this week. Actually, I came across that whenever I was looking over the games for Shane to pick. Game one, Packers at Giants. Game two, Dolphins hosting the Titans, both Monday night football games.
Those games suck too. God.
I just hope it's a blowout for the Dolphins. Well, yeah, I hope it's a blowout for the Dolphins.
For betting purposes?
Well, no, because next week I've already clinched a top one or two seed. So I'm off next week. So I was thinking that this was next week that I was looking at. All right. Well, episode 18 was a blast as always, guys. Thanks for everyone who is listening right now and everyone who is listening on Thursday. Thank you for all that you've done for us. I want to thank our sponsors, Humphreys Homes, Greg's Eggs, the YouTube channel. Make sure to subscribe to that YouTube channel. And Humphreys Homes is on Facebook. Just search Humphreys Homes at Humphreys Homes at what? Red One Realty. You're always just in time to buy, sell, build, or invest. Anything else before we wrap it up tonight, guys?
Good luck this week.
Yep.
A vasectomy is a medical procedure. One that makes you half a man.
You're half a man.
Remember when you twisted up your garden hose? Well, essentially, that is the plan. That is the plan. You make a small incision in the scrotal skin. Isolate the vas and then. You hold it in position with a towel clamp. Then you snip the fibrous tissue.
Hey,
but you'll never have to wear a condom when you do it with your wife. Or anyone else you do it with. We promise not to tell. Like that new hot chick at work. You know, the one who always has high beams under a ribbed white cotton t-shirt, but then stares daggers at you for checking her out. And it's like, why do you wear that if you don't want attention? But you know you shouldn't think that way because of the sexual harassment meeting you all had to go to. Seriously, how lame was that? And you couldn't help but notice that the female lawyer running the seminar had a huge rack. Like, ridiculously huge for someone who has to talk about that kind of stuff. Well, I guess that's the definition of the word irony.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye to manhood.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye to babies.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye to kids like Meg.
Vacuum out your sack.
King of the Hill. King of the Hill. King of the Hill. King of the Hill. King of the Hill.